Driving down the highway and you see a truck that has a red flag off the back, what's it tell you? Caution, why? Oh, it's a wide load. All right, there's something big and important ahead. That is sort of what the role of John the Baptist was. He was the red flag that said something big and important is coming. John the Baptist spent his entire life witnessing to the fact that the kingdom of God was near and the people needed to repent. Now, John the Baptist was the first prophet in 400 years. You get to, well, what we call Malachi being the last one, let's say. There's a 400-year gap between that and the New Testament. When God was silent, he didn't speak through any prophet. No one heard him for 400 years. Then John appears. How do we define our mission on earth? I'm going to talk about John the Baptist, but then I'm going to define our mission. People wanted to know who was John. Who is this strange man out in the wilderness preaching this message? Last week we talked about the fact that he wore camel's hair and ate wonderful locusts. You know, cream-filled. Ooh, tastes like chocolate. I'm sorry, I still can't get over that. Anyway, he looked like Elijah. He talked like Elijah. In fact, in 2 Kings chapter 2, it talks about Elijah wearing a leather belt and a camel hair coat, just like John did. So the Pharisees had to come out and see who these were, who this man was. Now, the word Pharisee, by the way, means separatist. They wanted to separate themselves from those who did not keep the law perfectly. They had their law, they had their traditions, that's what mattered. Anybody outside of that, they really didn't have the time of day for them. They wanted to know John's authority. Well, you know what? That was a good question. Pharisees actually asked a very good question. By what authority do you do this? Because if he's one of the false, there was many false ones, by the way, in those 400 years who claimed to be the Messiah or claimed to be Elijah come back. So there have been a lot of false ones. So the Pharisees, for once, ask a very good question. Because if he's a false one, they've got to reveal it, reveal him as such, and shut him down. But if he's right, is he that he is the announcer for the Messiah? The Pharisees then realized there was a change necessary because John preached repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The Pharisees preached sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. So if John was who he claimed to be, the Pharisees needed to change. And none of us like change, do we? You know, we all joke about Lutherans not liking change. I found this great little quote. Troubles are like babies, growing larger by nursing and always yelling for a change. But those doing the yelling always want someone else to do the changing. Kind of the way it is. The Pharisees didn't really want to change. It's one of the reasons they battled Jesus for 3 years. They did not want to change and follow his message. John was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." You know, history teaches us about our leaders. Now, I won't ask for a show of hands, but considering the political climate and the way Congress behaves itself, how many of us really trust them? I like that. Get the laughter. I know what you're thinking. You know, there was actually a day and a time when leaders in this country had humility, integrity, and diligence. There's a story of a congressman, Carl Hayden, in 1913, got elected from Arizona. So he goes to the House. He's a freshman representative. And he runs into a veteran there, Joshua Talbert from Maryland, who said there's two kinds of congressmen, a show horse and a workhorse. Which one are you going to be? Well, John the Baptist, in a way, was the show horse. He got everybody's attention. But it wasn't about John. He didn't get their attention to listen to or to follow him, but to follow the one that was coming after him. He bore witness to the workhorse. All John cared about was focusing people on to who Christ was. And the Pharisees tried to put up as many obstacles in his way as they possibly could. How was he perceived? The people loved John the Baptist, and the Pharisees feared him because he was so popular. And his message was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and make the roads straight. What roads in your life need to be straightened out? Here's something I found. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. That says an awful lot. It's all too often we follow what the Father of all lies just tempts us to do, just taps us on the shoulder and asks his little questions. Remember, Satan doesn't say, do this. It's always in a question form. Why can't you? How will it hurt you? He asks questions to get us to sin. John the Baptist came to preach a message of repentance and to point people to Christ, because Christ is the light of the world. Excuse me. Third verse of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. What? No, I'm not singing it, folks. You all want to hear me just once, don't you? Just to know how bad it really is. Don Haddock had that opportunity once during the Good Friday service when he sat next to me. He just looked at me when we were done with his expression, but Don's just too polite to say anything. But the third verse, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings, mild he lays in glory. Here, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them a second verse. Jesus came to make us his children. And I asked the question, what's our defining message? We should be like John the Baptist, always pointing people to Christ, who he is and what he's done for us. The best witnessing is not trying to convince somebody that there is a God, but how Christ has impacted your life, the changes you've been able to bring about because of his power. So that when I ask the question, what's your defining mission? Be like John the Baptist. May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ until life everlasting. Amen.